This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am talking to Richard Dingwall from Chamber Music New Zealand. Good morning, Richard. How's it going?
Oh, good. Thanks so much, Hugh.
Wonderful. Glad to hear it. And what we're talking about this morning is the upcoming Chamber Music New Zealand concert at St. Peter's in Terrace End. So I guess the first question is, like, who's coming to this concert and what are they going to be doing?
Well, it's a piano and cello duo, Andrew Joyce and Jan Lui. that's a Chinese name I may have mispronounced. And they're touring New Zealand. This is the end of quite a long tour, something like 12 dates. And they're doing really, they're playing piano and cello, and they're doing quite a remarkable and mixed program. Just looking at it now, and start off with a bit of Bach. Some Vaughan Williams from England, of course. There's some Chinese music in there, I guess, representing Jan's piano interests. And then some Brahms to finish. So it's quite an exciting program. And it's almost a year since chamber music actually presented in Palmerston North. So I'm quite excited that we've got another concert coming up.
I went to that one. That was a piece that was written as a sort of or inspired by, rather than as a commemoration of the Erebus disaster. It was quite a contemporary and challenging piece of classical music. So, you know, the Chamber Music New Zealand is bringing through quite exciting stuff.
Well, that's right. This program is much more in the traditional chamber music type of presentation, with just the cello and the piano. However, throughout the country, they have been touring. Delaney Davidson and some newly composed Maori pieces. But this is much more in the line of people that attend the matinee programs at the Globe in the third Sunday of each month will be familiar with this type of program. And these players are of the highest level. Andrew Joyce played with the LSO in London and now is the principal cellist with the NZSO. And Jiang is a program director of classical performance and head of piano studies at Auckland University. So these are high-level performers, so we're expecting quite an exciting concert.
And I suppose in some ways it's a bit like sort of the musical equivalent of what something like the Film Society does, in that you wouldn't necessarily get a chance to hear musicians of this caliber performing this kind of music live in person. Outside of something like the chamber music.
Well, that's what chamber music's always specialised in. You're right to note that the programme has programming decisions have changed. COVID made a big difference to Chamber Music New Zealand, because historically we toured a lot of international acts, and COVID made that impossible. We stopped performing for a while, and then we had to rely on New Zealand and to some extent Australian musicians to put together programmes. And fortunately, I mean, I've been doing this job for over 10, 15 years now, and in that time the level of musicianship in New Zealand has increased incredibly, and so that it's possible now to form a programme really out of New Zealand-based musicians like these two. So I'm really excited to hear what they can perform for us.
Excellent. So the concert itself is coming up at St. Peter's this coming Sunday. And St. Peter's seems to be like the regular venue for these events here in Palmerston North, or at least the last couple of them have been through there.
That's right. I think It's a question of finding the right venue. We've used the Globe in the past, and I enjoy having concerts at the Globe, but I think there was a scheduling problem this time. So we've gone to St. Peter's, as we have done before. I think they're used to putting on concerts and are flexible, and it's a good space, and there are good backstage facilities. So, and it's a nice place to hear music. Churches are often acoustically very sympathetic to acoustic music, so...
Yeah, they're very resonant spaces in a way which makes them very pleasing for acoustic music, and if you're a sound engineer, a nightmare for amplified music.
Yes, that's kind of a perfect
use for the space. So if people want to keep track of what Chamber Music New Zealand are doing and you know, be up to date with other concerts that might be coming up or anything like that, what's the best way to do that?
Well, there is a website, of course, for Chamber Music New Zealand, and there is another concert coming up in October when we have a program called the Young Virtuosi. So that's, again, at St. Peter's, and it's young graduate musicians who have put together a program. So that'll be quite exciting too. Yeah.
Excellent. So I guess if you just Google Chamber Music New Zealand, and are the programs lying around in town? You know, can you pick one up if you want a paper copy, or is the best thing to do to get in touch with you as the local Chamber Music New Zealand person?
Well, the details of the program are available on the website. There's a sort of what's on section. I don't believe we're going to actually have printed programs for this concert, but I'll make sure that there are a little sheet so people can see what's on when they're at the concert. And the musicians will be addressing the audience during the concert as well, so you know exactly what's going on, yeah.
Excellent. Well, so that's 5 p.m. this coming Sunday. I'm just trying to do maths in my head to work out what the date for
that's
that one
would
be. That's the 30th. That would be the 30th of June. I hope we get a great turnout.
Okay, and the program usually lasts about an hour and a half at the most.
Right.
Including an interval.
Yep. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.